Hello. Come on in, everybody. How is it going? All right. Y'all, we are going to embrace the suck today. I am ready. Who is ready with me? All right. Y'all, welcome to Saturday morning. I am Coach Betsy. We are here to talk about how to get back on track when you fucked up. I was so excited to hear that I was doing this call. So, okay. First off, I got to do a little bit of housekeeping. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I don't forget, if you want to do the closed captioning, it is turned on here on the call and you can go down and press the CC button. Everybody's ready. Y'all are ready? Okay. So you can, read while I'm talking. I'm not going to turn it on because that about drives me crazy I did that on one call and I was like, oh my gosh, no, I can't watch what I'm saying. That drove me crazy. Shannon, raise your hand again. Coach Shannon is here. The amazing Coach Shannon. She is in the chat. And so I saw that your hand rate was raised and then now it's down again. So raise your hand again. It must just go down automatically after a minute. So there you are. Okay. I'm going to bring you up as a panelist so you can get in the... There we go. Okay. So you can get in the Q&A. Oops. Let's see. Let's see here how I get myself big. Let me pin myself. Okay. Coach Shannon is going to be in the chat with you all. She's going to be typing in all caps, just, giving you some little pearls from what I'm saying. She might be putting some links in for you. And also she's just going to be answering anything. But if you have any questions for me specifically about what we're talking about today, you can put them in the Q&A. And then also I'm going to teach for just a little while, but then this is an open coaching call. So you can raise your hand and we can talk specifically about how to get back on track when you fucked up. So that's what we're going to focus our coaching on today. So I'm super excited. Y'all, I used to do an open coaching call every single Saturday for 2 hours way back in the day. And I just feel like that made me the best coach that I can be because I just got on, people raised their hand. I didn't know what they were going to say. And we got to coaching. So that was super fun. So let me kind of tell you all what we're going to do today. And then, we'll get going. So again, I am Coach Betsy. I have been around OBS forever. I'm actually about to reach my 5-year anniversary here as a full-time coach, working for OBS. And I am now the head coach here at OBS, which I'm very proud to say. So I'm super excited about that. And, I've actually lost weight twice with Corinne. I really like to talk about that because, one way we think we fucked up is that we regain our weight. And I lost 50 pounds with Corinne way back in 2012. Gosh, I can't believe that was 11 years ago. And then we really hadn't incorporated a lot of the thought work into it was Fit and Fat back then, before it became OBS. And I went through a big breakup in 2013. I broke up with my boyfriend of 19 years, basically like a divorce, and I gained most of my weight back. And then in 2015, I lost 70 pounds for good. And so I like to just share with you all that I have been through what a lot of you all have been through, fucking up. Of course, I do still overeat. I do still not make a plan some days. I do still, I fuck up all the time. And I bet Coach Shannon does too, right? Coach Shannon, why don't you let us know in the chat last time you fucked up? This is fun, y'all. We're embracing the suck today. Remember, that's the theme of today. So, So I am right along there with you. None of us ever, we're going to talk about the P word. I'll say it one time here on this call, perfection. But then we're using the P word for here on out, because we're not using that word anymore. It's something that, you know, I have P word thoughts a lot. And that was really how I, you know, was not successful at weight loss for a long time, because I thought I needed to be the P word. And so I think a lot of you are probably the same way. So that's why we have a call about this. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So I'm super excited to show you all something I came up with. So I'm just going to do a little bit of teaching and talk about the P word and talk about why we, why we just quit or stop or just, you know, just basically kind of go away for a while when we fuck up. And what we're, you know, what we make that mean about ourselves. And I've got this, so y'all know about the four N's. And by the way, if any of y'all are new, welcome, welcome. P word is, yes. Coach Shannon, you may need to say that. You know, you may need to let them know what the P word is. You can type it, but I'm not going to say it anymore. y'all, I just get so excited and I look at the chat and then I just totally lose my train of thought. I'm just, that's me. I'm not P word. So new members. That was what it was. I was welcoming our new members. We're going to talk a lot about the four N's today. If you are new and you don't know what the heck I'm talking about when I say the four N's, that's because it's in module 2 of the No BS weight loss course. And so you may just not be there yet. And so just keep going through the No BS course and you will get to the four N's. But it is an amazing tool that can help you really just feel better about your thinking. And we all of us have P word thinking. And so that's what we're going to work on today, is identifying our P word thinking that shuts us down, that leads us to quit, that leads us to just kind of like go away for a while. And we're going to get aware of it. And then we're going to figure out what we can do with it. And so I have developed, y'all know about the four N's worksheet. I've developed like a little four N's worksheet template that I'm going to show y'all here in a minute. And it's something that I'm going to give to you all in the show notes of the replay for this call. And you can just print it out and you can use it anytime you have P word thinking. And it's already like all the lines of the four N's are already started for you. So it's just super easy to fill in kind of what is individual for you and specific for you. But sometimes we all just need a little bit of a start on something and not to just start from a blank slate when it comes to the worksheets and things like that. So I thought that might be helpful for you. So, but let's just talk about P word thinking first. Okay. So, So what is y'all's P word thinking? Let's come up with a few examples. Let's say you overate yesterday. Let's say you didn't make a plan yesterday. Let's say you've had a regain lately. Anything, you know, what actually, let's just start. I want y'all to help me in the chat. What is something that you fucked up lately? Let's just start there. What are your fuck ups? What regain? Okay, we got regain. Overate. Didn't make a plan, ate past enough, not getting all your sleep in, had a binge, off plan wine. Let's see, they're going so fast here. Not following the plan, haven't lost this month. Off plan eating, not planning, loss of motivation. Isn't it interesting how we think we always have to be motivated? Not enough water. It can really be anything where we're, if we look at the four basics, it's where we don't do the four basics in a P word kind of way. Right. And so I thought it was so interesting that we called this call, how to get back on track when you fucked up, because like we can't not fuck up, y'all. I mean, let's just call it what it is. I mean, like we're being human. We're just being normal. There's no way that we cannot fuck up sometimes. But, you know, so yeah, P word, y'all, perfection. Shannon, you might as well just kind of get that to where you're copying and pasting over and over again. So it's just like, okay, it's going to happen. So what now I want y'all to all the things that you've listed, right? The ways that you fucked up recently. What is your P word thinking about it? What is your, okay, I'll say perfectionism a few times here on the call. And because actually I have a little rant to give y'all in a second, but what is your P word thinking about your fuck ups? I can't do it. This sucks. We're embracing the suck, by the way, y'all. Why didn't I stop? There I go again. I'm a failure. I'll never get it. If I really wanted this, I'd be doing it right. Oh, I bet that feels amazing. I hate myself. Will it ever click? There goes the progress I've made. Why can't I do anything right? It's not fair. Oh, y'all, I call that my little sister thinking. It's not fair. Just when I think I figured it out, why can't I get this? All right. We've got it. We've got it clear, right? So here, now I want to show you all my super fancy four ends worksheet template. So, because I want you all to take all that thinking and now we're going to put it through the four ends. Okay. So let me share my screen. And y'all need to let me know, can you see the journal page? Can you see it? Take my chat over here. You can see. Okay. Thank you, Chrissy. Thank you, Shannon. All right. So here is the journal page that I came up with. Okay. Because you all have now asked you about a specific fuck up that you did. We could call it a fuck up. We can call it a mistake. We can call it being human. We can call it something that we're going to always normally do for the rest of our lives. Because that's what we're talking about here, whether it's an overeat, whether you didn't make a plan, whether you didn't get all your water in, whether you've had a regain, anything. And you can also think about this outside of weight loss too. Okay. So first off, I want you, is the chat, y'all can see it? Okay. Mary was saying the chat blocks it. You may need to move your chat over, Mary. So first off, I just want y'all to write about what happened. And I gave you all some examples here, and this is where you can, you know, you can look at this, and this is so cool how I can kind of type in while we're talking. I just gave y'all some examples of what you might be journaling on. We love to talk about the wagon. We love to talk about how being off track, like we're a, you know, like we're a train or something, right? Where it's just like there's this P word place that we're supposed to be at all times, which is a wagon, a train, some tracks. I don't know. Right. It's just so interesting how we talk about it that way, because it just implies that we're supposed to be in this very same place all the time. No, it's just not realistic. It's just not what life is about. We are flawed human beings, and we got to like have compassion for ourselves about that. So I've fallen off the wagon. I don't know how to get back on. I fucked up. I've had a regain, and now I'll never lose the weight. All those thoughts. I've broken my streak. Who are you? I know we got some streakers here who you kind of think that like, ooh, okay, I'm going to like go for a streak, and that helps you. But then what if you just are human and you break the streak? Then what? How do you want to think about it then? I failed, right? I thought I had this figured out. We could come up with all kinds of P word thinking here. And I want y'all to write about it, here on the journal section. So, yes. Oh my gosh. Annette just referred to John Acuff's book called Finish, which I highly recommend. I will have, that was one thing I forgot, Shannon. I will have Shannon put a link to that book in the show notes because he talks about the day after perfect. And that is the key to everything in your weight loss is what happens. We all start off real strong with things. I did it with every single diet, Weight Watchers, a gazillion times. We start off real strong and, you know, P word. When we start a diet or we start a new plan or we start a new lifestyle, But then what happens the day after perfect when we make a mistake, when we fuck up, when we're human? What then? What's next? And that's what we're talking about here. So that's definitely a book I highly recommend that's all about the P word. Okay, so y'all need to, can you see this? Is this a little bit too small? Can y'all see the writing? Is it okay? Let me see if I can zoom in just a little bit, maybe. Zoom. Y'all, I never know what like all these Zoom things mean. Actual size. Okay, we'll do that because we've talked about, is that better? Okay, because we talked about the journaling section anyway, so we'll go down here to the bottom. But y'all know always the replay is available. So, and also this document, I'm going to give you all this document that you can download and print as a PDF. And I think that if you have like Adobe Reader and things like that, you should be able to edit it. But here's the other thing. You all can also use a blank Four Ends worksheet, and you can create one, you know, that's super specific to you. Okay. Okay, y'all, let's go through these four ends, and then I want to do some coaching. So don't forget, if you want to raise your hand and get some coaching specifically on this, on the day after perfect, on how to get back on track when you fucked up, then I am here for you. So let's just go through the four ends. So a thought I'm noticing is, it's going to be one of those that y'all listed in the chat. It's maybe one of these up here. It's all about the story that you're telling yourself, the P word story that you're telling yourself, about what it means when you make a mistake. So I just wrote here for y'all, my P word thinking is ... And y'all can write in. Just write it in after that. I mean, y'all can, it can just be as easy as y'all printing out this worksheet and you just write in. Okay. And then the reason it's normal, I have this thought is because. And I want to talk about this for a minute. So, of course, my brain thinks I have to do things perfectly because I started that off for y'all too. Because let's just talk a little bit about brain science here. And I've kind of mentioned that we're just human, right? And so there's no way that we're perfect. But our brain still is like holding on to the dream, y'all. The P word dream. Our habit brain, not our whole part of our brain, but our habit brain is holding on to the dream that we could somehow be perfect. It believes that. It's mistaken. It's wrong. But there is just part of us that still thinks, and we also see it, y'all, in the world. We see it in media and social media. We see these, you know, so-called perfection all over the place. It's not true. It's not real. But we think it exists. We think it's a thing. It's not a thing. But our brain sometimes thinks that it is. And so that's why it's normal to think that we can be perfect. But we just can't. But it's okay that our brain throws that up where it's like, oh, I fucked up again. I'll never figure this out. I can't make a mistake, or I'm a terrible person for making a mistake. And so that thinking is going to be there, and we want to normalize it. And that's what we're doing here with the four ends. Okay. So that's what I want you to complete that. Of course, my brain thinks I have to do things perfectly because that's what my habit brain is designed to do. You could just complete it as simple as that. It's normal for me to think I have to do things perfectly. Okay. Neutralize. This is my favorite line in the four ends because it's so damn easy. What did you do? That's all this line is. What did you do? You ate something. You overate dinner. You ate past enough at dinner. You didn't make a plan yesterday. You gained, you know, 10 pounds back. I think this is one of the most powerful lines in the four ends because it just takes the, like, It makes whatever is happening just boring as fuck. Okay. You ate past enough yesterday. Who the fuck cares? I mean, like, it's just you being human. I just think it's such a great exercise for us to just get down to the facts of the situation whenever we can because we gotta get in our reps of taking the drama out of whatever has happened and just getting it down to the facts. Okay. All right. And then finally, what is my next best thought or action? Y'all, here is my go-to thought whenever I have an overeat, whenever I don't make a plan one day, whenever I don't get my water in, my next best thought is back at it. I love it. I welcome you all to borrow it from me, or, you know, take it from me to use it, because it is short, sweet, to the point. And it really, like, I just say back at it and like my brain's like, okay. I don't have some big, huge, you know, soliloquy about why I should get back at it. I just tell myself to get back at it. It's that very, that language that we use, that it's kind of like we're parenting ourselves. Short and sweet, back at it. So I just wanted to offer that to you all. If you all have another thought that works for you, take mine out and put it in there for you. You could even share in the chat what your favorite back at it kind of thought is. Okay. Like, what helps you get back on track? I'm not a quitter. I would love to say some of these things so people who are listening to the podcast can forward motion. What else? What are some other thoughts? Win the rest of the day. I will never give up on me. Amazing. Keep trying. A lapse is not a relapse. Ooh, that's good. I know how to do this. Yes, Rosita, this sheet will be in the replay. So it'll be out next Tuesday. I'd rather inch forward. Yes, that was from Coach Yesenia. Keep fucking going. Yes, Cammy. I'm on track as of right now. I love that. What's the easiest thing I can do? Yes. And so, yeah, so speaking of what's the easiest thing I can do right now. And y'all know what I also love is when Corinne says, you know, like, next best decision, or, you know, we don't have to fuck up the day with one mistake. You know, it's something like that. I can't remember exactly how she words it, but it's something about that where it's, you know, you don't have to fuck up the entire day with one mistake. Our brain wants to do that, right? It wants to like make sense of this, and it wants to kind of put like things in day-long categories. But I swear one of the most powerful things you can do is have an overeat like at lunch and then get right back on. And like what I do is, I mean, my overeating window is definitely lunch and kind of right after lunch. And oh my gosh, it is so empowering when I can just say, okay, I had an overeat. So, all right, I'm gonna do my discovery worksheet. I'm gonna learn from it. And the best thing I can do right now is wait for hunger, whether that's at dinner tonight or maybe whether that's not until tomorrow morning. But that is the best way I can get back at it. Okay. So next best action, keep going. Y'all, it ain't sexy. It ain't fun. It ain't, but it is the answer to all things, is to keep fucking going. That's how you lose weight. That's how I've lost weight. That's how everyone in our membership has lost weight. They have kept going after they have fucked up. So I gave y'all some ideas. Make a doable plan. Do your discovery worksheet ASAP. Like I was talking about, wait for hunger before eating. Later, whether it's later today or tomorrow. Just next best decision, next best choice. Okay. So that's what I've got for you with that worksheet. So, and Coach Shannon has put in the link to the discovery worksheet. Y'all, I was thinking about this. I really do think I put DWS ASAP, I thought that was like a good little kind of hashtag, because I think the sooner you can do the discovery worksheet, the better. Because it just, I mean, and my favorite question in the discovery worksheet is at the bottom. You do, you know, you journal, you go through the four N's and all that kind of stuff. But y'all, the question at the bottom is all about P word thinking. It's all about everything that we've been talking about today. it says, how can I make this ovary not a big deal? And just keep going. If every single one of you all would fill out that section as soon as you can after an overeat or after, you know, doing something imperfectly, it could be a game changer. It could be a game changer because it reminds your brain that it doesn't have to make mistakes a big deal. Okay. So I just think P word is perfection, Kara. Yep. So, all right, y'all. So let me unshare and then we're going to get on and do some coaching. All right. Who wants some coaching? Cindy, I know you've had your hand raised, but if anybody else wants some, okay, good. We got one or two people here. So let's see. I'm going to keep an eye on the chat too. All right, Cindy. Oh, spread the same. There you go. We got about half an hour. Oh, Cindy declined. Okay. Ashley, you're up next. And Bonnie, I see you're up. And anybody else? And also there's Q&A. Hello, Ashley. There you are.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. How are you? I want to see you. Hold on a minute. Let me see. There we go. Okay. Now I can see you better.
Okay. So I was doing the worksheet along with you. And I want coaching on the disappointment of feeling like I fucked up. Because like when you got to the neutralized part, one of the things you said was like, you know, who cares? As mm-hmm. if it's like no big deal. And to mm-hmm. me, it feels like a very big deal.
Why?
I think because so sometimes when I do the discovery worksheet, I can't quite figure out what went wrong or how to change it next time. For example, I noticed that like I was working from home and I had a bunch of work to do. And I was like, I'm just going to go get some chips because it'll make this a lot easier. And I had a thought like, that's not on your plan. And I was like, fuck it, whatever. Like, it'll just be today. And I didn't take the time to stop and pause. And I intentionally chose to just eat the chips, and then it just kept going and going. And so going back to the discovery worksheet, I feel like I don't know what to do next time with that. And I just feel really disappointed in like just kept going in that direction for days and days and days.
Okay. So you have so much to work with here, like on your, because you know exactly why. Because it's got to start with awareness, right? Like we want to like, okay, next time I just want to not do the eating. You know, we want to like kind of jump to that, but it's a process. And that's where we got to have a little bit of like patience mm-hmm. because it always starts with awareness. You told me exactly why you chose to overeat. Tell me what that was. What was your thought that led you to overeat?
I have a lot of work to do and I need some help, and these chips, they're going to help make.
Yeah. You said these chips, these will make it easier. You also said, it's just this one time or something like that.
Right.
Right. It's just this one time. And like, here's the other thing that you can do. Cause again, we got to start with awareness. That means that next time you want chips while you're working, you're gonna have a little bit more awareness. You may still eat the chips. You're not supposed to not eat the chips yet. We got to remind ourselves of that too, where it's like, we're in the process. We're on our way to not eating the chips, I promise, if we just keep going. But the next time you're working and you hear that chip, you know, you hear the chip bell, you're gonna be like, oh yeah, here I am again. And this is where we use the discovery worksheet against us, because we're like, oh my gosh, I just keep seeing the same things over and over again on my discovery worksheet. And it's like, no, I hear that thought again. I hear how this will make my work easier. I hear how like I'll do better tomorrow, or I'll just do it this one time. But I hear that now. Like I'm here in this moment now. And that's different than it was before. Mm-hmm. And so we got to be willing to go through this process of like, okay, you know, and then when you're in this awareness, you can't help but eventually be like, okay, does it really make my work easier? And like, what's your answer to that? You start asking yourself these questions.
No, it doesn't, because mm-hmm. I actually don't like to hear myself chewing while I'm working. So it slows me down, and then I gotta like wash the barbecue off my
hands. Right. I was gonna say, you gotta wash your hands and all that kind of stuff. But do you see how as you go, it's like an unwinding kind of process mm-hmm. where you're like, because at first you were just blindly like, oh yeah, like this will make my work easier. Let's have chips. Mm-hmm. And you haven't questioned anything, but you start with awareness. And then you move to questioning. Mm-hmm. Again, throughout this whole process, you're probably still eating chips sometimes, maybe not every time, mm-hmm. but it's like, okay, I ate those chips today. But yeah, I mean, like, you know, when you do your discovery worksheet again, and I'm going to get to the disappointment too. Don't let me forget that. But it's like, you're like, okay, I decided to eat the chips again today. But what I realized is that like, yeah, they actually kind of maybe even slowed my work down a little bit. I had to go wash my hands. I had to go, you know, like the story starts to break down of how like chips are the best idea in the world, you know, while you're working. And the story just starts to kind of fall away. Mm-hmm. And the best way that you can, you know, can start to kind of have that story fall away is to be open and curious. But here's the thing about disappointment. Disappointment is part of the deal too. Mm-hmm. Don't wait for it to go away either, because it's just along for the ride. But disappointment is different than like shame and judgment and like, I'm a horrible person. So right. What do you think you're really feeling there?
I do think it's moved from shame mm-hmm. to disappointment, which mm-hmm. I know it feels better to be disappointed yeah. than to feel shame. Yeah. So I can understand like, oh, I'm human. This is why this happened. I have a human brain and I can do all of that. So I'm not ashamed, but I am disappointed. Mm-hmm. So then when I do like the four ends and that neutralizing, mm-hmm. I kind of get stuck there because I'm like, I do care. You're like, who cares? Who the fuck cares? Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, I care, you know, mm-hmm. so it's a little bit sticky there. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why I keep going days mm-hmm. on days.
Okay.
Going on.
So for you, it's almost like you need to just normalize the disappointment and normalize the stickiness. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Where it's like, okay, you know, maybe Betsy's gotten to a place where it's like, who the fuck cares? But I mean, I'm not, you know, there with everything, you know, I'm not. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm human too. But it's like, I'm practicing this neutralizing. Of course, it's going to feel a little sticky. Because mm-hmm. I'm still, but look at me. I've made some progress from shame to disappointment. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, okay, yeah, that neutralized line is there for a reason because it's a practice. It's like, I am going to practice writing down what I did in a factual way, but it's okay that it doesn't feel totally factual. It's okay that it doesn't, you know, that it still stings mm-hmm. a little bit to write that down. But that's why we have that line in there, because you can keep practicing over and over again where the sting just kind of lessens and lessens. It may never totally go away. That's okay too. But yeah. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep practicing.
So there's a little bit attached to the disappointment. It's like, mm-hmm. I'm disappointed because every time I mess up, I feel like I can't identify as a healthy person. Mm-hmm. So is there anything with that identity part? Because I'm like, I just want to be like a healthy person and just identify like that. And I feel like
that sounds like P word thinking.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
A healthy person doesn't think about being a healthy person 100% of the time. Mm-hmm. It's not doable. It's not real. It's like you're working on, you know, behaving and thinking like a healthy person most of the time. Remember our phases of change? Mm-hmm. 80-20 is the top of the line. It's never 100%. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'm glad I mentioned phases of change, the phases of change, right, that we talk about. It's mm-hmm. always 80-20. So that 20 is when you overeat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's just normal. But the disappointment, before you got off here, I wanted to say the disappointment, like you moving from shame to disappointment opens up the door for curiosity. Like you can definitely feel disappointment and curiosity at the same time, you know, to kind of work on figuring this out and learning from this. Whereas with shame, it's like shame can't exist with anything else. It's like shame is just, you're just in shame, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's such a win for you that you're in disappointment. Mm-hmm. And that's normal, but you can also be in some curiosity as well. So you're making progress. You're moving forward. I see it clearly. I wanted to point out something Coach Shannon said that was amazing in here in the chat. She said, sometimes disappointment is just our gentle reminder that we want to make a different choice. It's not like the beat down, right? It's not the, ugh. It's just like, you know what? I just want to work on making a different choice in the future.
Yeah, I like that framing of disappointment as a reminder. Versus something I cannot handle and be with.
Okay. Right. Because that's more shamey. Mm-hmm. You know, that's more like hopelessness and shame.
Yeah.
Like, no, disappointment is just a reminder of like, okay, I don't love how I showed up. But I don't hate myself, right?
Right.
And it's almost kind of that that difference, how they say the difference between like shame and guilt is like, shame is like, I am wrong. And guilt is like, I did something wrong. You know, we can kind of think of the same way where it's like disappointment is like, I just did something I don't want to do as much.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, I'm not making it mean that I am just this terrible, broken person that will never figure it out.
Right.
I love gentle reminder.
Yes. Okay.
Awesome, Coach Hannah. All right.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye. All right. Oh, she got out of there. Okay. All right. Bonnie and Cindy, I see you. I'll call on you next after Bonnie. Okay. Come on. Oh, Ashley, let me take you down. I thought you had just disappeared, but let's see. There we go. I'll take you down.
Mm. Oh, gosh. I look terrible.
Oh, you look beautiful. I love it. You're here.
Yes, I'm
right
here. I resonated with so much that the last speaker talked about. I feel like I'm not giving myself a chance.
Mm-hmm.
I can do well for a while,
mm-hmm.
Not 100%, but do well. And then like yesterday, I got some distressing news about my health, mm-hmm. and had to go to the urgent care. So now my immediate thought after I got out of there was, this would be something I would eat over. So I was very aware.
Yes.
And then I had to go pick up medication and I was like, I'm going to go ahead and get the M&Ms.
Okay.
And I could have either not gotten them,
mm-hmm.
because I'd already paid for my medication. I could have just walked right out the door,
mm-hmm.
or I could have gotten a small bag, mm-hmm. and I didn't do either one.
But like I said to the last caller, right? You mm-hmm. you aren't supposed to not get the M&Ms yet. deep breath.
I'm trying so hard to.
I know, but that's where you give yourself a chance, Bonnie. And you're in that amazing awareness too, where you're like, I don't think you're not giving yourself a chance because you are not celebrating the fuck out of the awareness that you have. That's how you get to where you don't get the M&Ms eventually.
Okay.
But again, we want to jump to like, all the M&Ms to zero M&Ms. That's P-word thinking, right? Where it's like, you are aware that you are not giving yourself a chance. You are aware of, this is where I would eat. That is what you've got to celebrate now. And again, like you are on your way to no M&Ms, but not yet.
I get really stuck about celebrating myself. Yeah. That's really hard.
That's how you give yourself a chance. That is how you give yourself a chance. You are aware that you're not giving yourself a chance, which is amazing. And the way that you give yourself chances now is you, and so for so many of our members, right? We, because I mean, and I heard you say at the very beginning, you said like, not 100%. It's like, mm-hmm. like we still think that there is this possibility of 100%. And so of course we don't celebrate like the 10 or 20% of, right. you know, of awareness.
Right.
Right. It's like, we got to change our tune, y'all. We got to do this differently.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do it differently where it's like, okay, what were some wins here? And if you can't, if y'all can't find any, you go to ask coaches. They are trained to find wins, or you reach out in that Facebook group.
Okay.
Right.
Can you give me an example of celebrating the fuck out of it?
You could post in the Facebook group for sure, or post in Ask Coaches. You could say, hey, y'all, like I am really working on identifying my wins. And this happened to me today. I went to the doctor and, you know, and all this kind of, yes. Like, and you could take a picture of yourself with a high five and give me a high five and say like, hey, everybody respond and give me a high five. Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. That's awesome. Yes. I like it.
Yes. Love it. Love it. All right. You are doing
amazing.
You are on your way. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bonnie. Bye. All right. I just love this. Just there, Cindy. I just love this. Boom, 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 coaching. I haven't done this in a while. Okay, there's Cindy. There you are. Hi.
Been so long since I've been coached on a Zoom call.
I was going to say, I recognize you. You've been around for a while. Yeah,
it's nice to see you again.
Yes. All right.
So, let me just get my little worksheet. So I joined the tribe in April 2019. I lost a total of 64 pounds since January of 2014. That year, I started to backtrack at the beginning of the pandemic, and I basically stopped participating for 2 years, and I gained back 50 pounds in 2 years. And that was actually a really helpful neutralizing thought. It just was like, oh, of course, you know, stop practicing. But my thinking is, when I first started, it was, I really had hope. And then I really treated No BS like a graduate course in terms of the time and everything I did. And I was, and now my thought is, it's too much and I'm going to backslide. And that has been my experience of, you know, trying to do attend a camp or write my food for a couple of days or whatever, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. And so, that's really the biggest piece for me is the thinking that, oh, this is going to be too hard, to do. So I did write down, the next best, because it's hard. And so the better thought is that it's easy. So I wrote down the action is to do the easiest 1% level up. So then I don't think it's hard. So that's kind of where I got with the worksheet. But I'm really struggling for that kind of even a little bit more commitment so I can get a routine established, because it's really, for me, it's easy to go off track if, you know, all I'm doing is writing the food down, but I don't have the stuff in the house and then, you know, all that sort of stuff.
So but I want to ask you something before we kind of move forward, where it's like, okay, do you want to do weight loss the same way that you did before, treating it like a graduate course?
Probably not that intense.
Okay.
But my thinking is that's how I have to do it in order to lose weight. Okay.
That's your thought right there that's tripping you up. Is like, this is how I did it before, and I don't know, you know, like, I don't know any other way to do it, or that this is the only way to do it. And so, but you know, kind of in deep inside that you don't want to do it that way, maybe, or you want to try to do it a different way. Right. But that's scary for you because you've, you know, our brain wants to look to the past as the only way to, you know, to get the same result.
Yeah.
As we've gotten before. And so for you, I mean, you're on the right track. We're like, you know, but it's, I think what you have to do is really have a meet, you know, like a meeting, like a meeting with yourself and say, okay, how do we want to do weight loss this time? And how do we not want to do weight loss this time? And how can it be, however we want to do it, how can it be enough? How can
That's
we
really just, good.
I mean, really, it's almost like you tried it. You tried the graduate course kind of way and it just didn't work. You know, like that's not the way that led you to lose weight and keep it off, or you wouldn't be back here.
Yeah.
But your brain still wants to hold on, but that's the only way. And it's like, no, I got to find a new way. I got to find, I mean, I got other things I want to do with my time. And so what do I want to try? You know, to, you know, what am I just open to trying, right? Let's, you know, just start, you know, kind of use that kind of language to kind of warm your brain up because your brain's still afraid. Your brain's still like, well, but we're not sure if this is going to work. But it's like, what do we want to be open to trying and committing to? You're very good at committing, but now you're kind of committing to a little bit less than you committed to before.
Yeah.
You know, well, just the basics.
Yeah, that's very helpful because, the first, I was, you know, doing Corinne's stuff before I joined the tribe in April. And so the first month, I just said, okay, I'm just going to write down what I eat and commit to it. And I don't care if I lose a pound. And so I did that and I lost 10 pounds. Yeah. So, and then when I moved forward after I joined, I was much more rigid about what I put on, rigid about, okay, you know, I'm not going to eat flour and sugar. I'm not deviating a bit. And that's what's not sustainable for me. It was for a few months. So yeah, I think, thank you. I think for me, the next step would just be writing down and not wanting to lose weight for a month. And then just a commitment of some online, you know, either being in Facebook or whatever. Cause I did quit social media at the beginning of the pandemic. So that didn't help for me because the Facebook group was really helpful.
It's like, we got even better news here is that you actually have done what works, what probably is going to work for you long-term.
Yeah.
You know, is this like kind of, you know, loosening up the reins a little bit, right? Where it's like, okay, I'm just going to commit to this and see, you know, and see how it goes and see what happens. And okay. So you've already done that. You know, it's more doable and more realistic for you. And so it's just a matter of committing to that for, you know, let's say 30 days.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and then you, you kind of, I'm real big on like you commit to something and then you kind of have a reassessment date where you kind of check in with yourself, look at your data, look at your, all of that kind of stuff. Do I want to do it for another 30 days? And, or do I want to change up some things? Or do I want to add some things or take away some things? That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You may not have to do it, change a thing.
Yeah. Well, thank you for letting me talk it out loud because it came easy.
You worked it out yourself. I love that. That's my favorite kind of coaching. I just get to sit here and listen.
Yeah, but I get to listen to your voice. I miss seeing your face. I love your coaching calls. Okay.
All right. See you later.
Take care. Thanks.
Bye. All right. I think we got time for maybe one or two more. Let's see. Lindsay, you're up next. Ooh, good question. I was looking at a question in the Q&A. All right, Lindsay. Let's say hi. Yeah. Oh, you need to unmute. Let me ask you to unmute because I can't hear you.
That would help.
Yes, I hear you.
Super excited to have this opportunity. I am on similar paths that the other speakers have mentioned as well. I signed up in September of last year. Mm-hmm. Really kind of, you know, I've tried everything, whatever, never really gave the full effort. I think for me at this point is this last week, I kind of just sat down and I'm like, okay, you know what? It's it's time to shit or get off the pot, right? Okay. Like I'm either going to spend the money and make myself better, or I'm wasting money like normal and I'm not going to feel any better. I think the biggest thing is that this week I haven't done so much planning as in I'm just writing everything down.
That's how I started.
What I'm eating.
Yep. That's how I started. That's how I got a lot of my private clients in OBS to do. Mm-hmm. Starting with the assessment page.
Yeah. And I'm scared shitless. Like what I'm choosing to eat is, it scares me because I'm a heavily sugar addict. Mm-hmm. I'm a single person, so I can cook, but I can't cook a lot. Not great cooking, I guess. And when I'm seeing this, I'm realizing just how lazy I'm choosing to be. Right. And I'm lazy in terms of, well, you know what, let's just have a bowl of ice cream instead of making a protein and veggies, or, you know, let's go out to dinner or whatever. And I think my real question is how do you overcome that fear when you're realizing what it is that you're eating? Or because I know all essentially what I'm hearing, and I believe in so much of this program and what I'm seeing other people do, but I still am so stuck in that fear. And then being able to see all these foods that I'm eating that are not great, they're not even better, they're not even good, right? It just is like I'm taking 40 some years and changing it, and it just is, it's very scary.
Yeah. I mean, like, how normal is it to feel scared? I don't want you to not feel scared. I want you to just take a lot of deep breaths and be like, yeah, this is scary. It's so normal for this to be scary. This is what I want you to do more of, because I hear you like you're still kind of looking for something that's wrong. You're looking for something that's, you know, like, and you're calling yourself lazy and you're calling yourself a sugar addict. Mm-hmm. And you're thinking that fear is a problem, but all of that stuff, it's just things that you're thinking. They're just things that you're thinking, because, I mean, let's just zoom out to the big picture. Like,
yep.
You are doing something. I mean, I just think big picture thinking sometimes is so helpful. I mean, and I still think about this with me, and I've been maintaining my weight for a long time. But y'all, we are doing something that most of the world doesn't have the courage to do. We live in a world with a McDonald's on every corner. We, you know, plentiful food is available to us, and we have decided to kind of go against the grain. And I don't say that to make it be like, you know, here's this hard toil journey we got to take. But it's like, but it can help us normalize the fear, you know, and help us normalize like our, like, we are the, you know, the chosen ones, we could say, right? Like, we're doing the hard stuff. We're doing the hard stuff. Like, most people aren't willing, or like we've talked about this whole call, they try something, the first time they don't do it perfect, they quit and just stay overweight their entire lives. But we keep trying and we keep going.
That's me 100%.
Yeah. So we keep going and we keep trying. We're doing something that takes some courage to do. And so it's like, of course we're going to be scared. We're the trailblazers, you know? And it's like, so that just helps me to kind of normalize the fear and normalize, you know, like, okay, I'm, you know, like I'm thinking I'm lazy, but that's just, you know, that's just because of the world we live in and the messages we received and maybe the way you grew up and things like that, right? Those are all thoughts that you can put through the four ends, because it's just like, okay. I mean, and just, yeah, I know I want to call myself lazy, but is it helping me? You know? And it's like, I know it's scary. Like, we never in the million years thought that we could like lose weight eating, you know, like regular food. Most of us. Right. I mean, again, we are these like trailblazers. We are these people trying this new thing that just sounds like there's no way it could work. Of course we're going to be scared. So
I think the other thing to that too, when you're talking about fear, is just like, for me, I've always had that all or nothing, right? I'm either all in every single meal or, and I know you mentioned earlier, right? Like, you know, just look at it, like when you're talking about the chips and stuff and, you know, and I need to give myself that grace of like, hey, you know what, right now, let's just work on breakfast, right?
Yeah.
Let's just see. And so I think that's the thing that I get tripped up also on is in terms of the fear, is then that giving myself that grace is like, hey, you know what, just pick, whether it's a snack or a drink or like water or so.
Yeah. Yes. What's my next best choice or what's like the smallest thing where I can get a win in right now? And I just think with your lazy thinking, like, I mean, I just hear that so often where it's like, I mean, something that some grace for you there can be just like, of course, this is where I, where I think I'm lazy. Like just, you know, just kind of like, okay, I know, I hear you. Like just really, you know, giving yourself that grace, being a kind to yourself, maybe just kind of, you know, hand on your heart where it's like, okay, I hear you lazy thinking. We're working on, you know, we don't want to think like that anymore. We want to be nicer to ourselves. Yeah. Yeah. Grace. Grace goes a long way. And it then it leads you, just like you just did, like it leads you to curiosity and like, what is the next best thing I can do? Can I just, you know, guzzle some water here and, you know, and get myself out of this kind of, you know, judgment spiral? And we always can. Right. Because we can drink some water. We can come up with a win for the day that we've already had. Like you said, like I'm just focusing on one meal. And yeah, that all or nothing thinking, that's P word thinking, right? All or nothing, black and white, whatever we want to call it. And that's another time where you can just go like, deep breath, like, oh, this is just another time where I'm thinking it's just got to be black or white. And that's okay. And that's okay. Like, let's just keep going. What's the next best choice? Amazing. You got this.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Amazing coaching today. Such good questions. And yeah, y'all. Oh my gosh, this was so fun. Shannon, thanks so much. I know you're you got all in the Q&A. There was a question here. I just kind of wanted to finish things up where there was just a really good question and I wanted to address it. Struggling with how to make celebrating the fuck out of myself not feel like egotistical or self-bragging. This is a very common thing for y'all. And I wanted to address it because, and Shannon, you know, Shannon just talked about like, you know, it just takes practice, right? How normal is it? That's a thought that you can put through the four ends, right? So, celebrating the fuck out of myself feels like I'm bragging. Excuse me. That's a thought that you can notice and put through the four ends and normalize where it's like, once again, we live in a world, right? It's sometimes it helps us to zoom out, y'all, and just really realize like we live in this world where, you know, we get all this messaging about how we shouldn't celebrate ourselves. We should always just kind of keep working and not say anything. And that's the amazing resource that we have in our Facebook group and our amazing community where we live differently over there, y'all. We celebrate ourselves all the time. But here's the thing. It's going to feel weird at first to celebrate the small wins. It's just not something we've done before. Like I said, we're the trailblazers. We're doing the thing that most people aren't willing to do or are too scared to do. But what if we could start a movement, y'all? What if we could all start celebrating ourselves and maybe even share it with people around us? And then everybody started celebrating themselves. It'd probably be a lot better world we live in if we just all celebrated each other and ourselves. And that's it, y'all. That's the answer. Is we've got to, I mean, all this comes back to loving ourselves. We're working on loving ourselves, and we do that every day by celebrating the small wins. Okay. And so you can celebrate them with yourself. You can celebrate them with your accountability group, with the Facebook group. You can just get into Ask Coaches and say, hey, I just want to celebrate the fuck out of myself right now. And it feels hard and it feels weird and it feels wrong, but I'm going to do it anyway. A lot of times something feels wrong before it feels right. And so are you going to have the courage to get out there and to feel wrong and achieve your dreams? That's what I'm going to leave y'all with today. Okay. I feel like I've been on my soapbox today, getting out all the preaching. I'm not as I'm like Corinne's like associate pastor. I'm not the chief, but I might jump in there every once in a while and do some preaching. So, yep, embrace the suck, y'all. That's what I'm leaving y'all with today. All right, y'all. This was so much fun. Thank you so much, Shannon. Thank you so much, everybody who raised their hand and got coached. And we're going to keep doing these calls, y'all, where we just do a little bit of teaching at the beginning, and then we just let you all raise your hand and get on and get coached on whatever topic we're talking about. I just think these will be some really cool calls as we go throughout the year. So, all right, y'all, have a great rest of your Saturday. I'm going to take a little break, and then I'm back to coaching a few more private clients before I get out of here. So, love you all. All right, take care. Bye-bye.